What's up, everybody? Welcome to Slinky's Bar here on Chime Street. We're going to be shooting another episode of Talk to Strangers with Alan and Dan tonight. For anybody that doesn't know what's going on, that's going to be a live podcast recorded right here. Basically, anything goes. So if you've got something to say, you want to be a part of it, we want you to be a part of it just as much. There's going to be some comedy. There's going to be some funny stories. There's going to be some crazy stories. And there's just going to be a lot of good times. So we hope you're all ready. Let me just start off with a bang and introduce your heroes. Everybody, welcome Alan and Dan. Give it up for them, guys.
We did it again. One more time for Talk to Strangers with Alan and Dan.
Woo!
Woo!
Oh! Oh!
Let's get again.
I want to feel some energy. Come on. I feel like we should... First things first, we do not own the rights to that song.
No, we definitely do not.
That is definitely the scary makeup burlesque lady crime song.
That was that was Lady Marmalade, actually. That's one we do own.
From Moulin Rouge?
Lady Marmalade? We didn't write that song. That song was written by the early 2000s. Just everyone in it. Man.
So it's originally from Moulin Rouge, right?
Yeah.
I think it.
It felt right, so we went with it. See some new faces. See some regulars.
A lot of new faces.
We got the boys back.
Hey, boys.
Give it up for the boys.
Give it up for the boys.
99 and 100.
Woo. Sorry we had to replace you for the last episode, but hey.
Yeah, you replaced them quickly, too. It was kind of heartless.
Yeah, I wasn't heartless. I was just like, you know, like we needed a boys to replace them, you know. But like I said, they're like Diet Coke, and these guys are classic Coke.
Whatever, man. Give it up for Pam.
Pam. Put your
Slinkies.
Hands together.
I feel like we have so many things we have to go through before we really start the show now. Just like, oh, and guess what? Jim Beam. This podcast
is sponsored by Jim Beam.
It really is. And for as long as we are recording and there's stuff happening up here, you can get Jim Beam honey or Beam maple at the bar for only $3.
Oh, we got flavors.
Wait, it's No. It's Jim Beam honey tea.
You're
getting it all wrong. It's honey tea.
Yeah, it's like honey.
$3 for Jim Beam honey tea at the bar.
Right.
$3 for Jim Beam maple at the bar.
Which is what we're drinking. And I'm going to try and take it easy.
Jim Beam maple.
Because last night, I almost killed myself with alcohol, if it's true.
Last night was...
Where were you last night? What was going on?
Dan went to the Quarter.
We were just hanging out. I haven't been drinking as much lately. It's like one of those things I'm trying to do is like take care of myself. I like exercise and don't drink all the time. I take days off from it. And then last night I drank so much to like make up for all that lost time, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because if you're going to do it the right way, when you go wrong, you just got to jump off.
And no joke, it was Jim Beam. It was a whole lot of Jim Beam.
We did drink a lot of.
Yeah. God, I went fucking stupid. Like, I don't know if anyone. Anyone who knows me knows that me not drinking as much is a great thing. Like, there's a thin line between normal, functioning Dan and, like, absolute insane person that might just yell at you at 5 in the morning.
So, let me give you an idea of what happened last night. So, Dan, we were going out.
You don't actually have to tell them. You don't have to give detail. I was just going to say, like, that happened. Moving on. Jim Beam is good for you. Jim Beam, don't talk about it. Jim Beam.
All right. I was gonna talk about it in the low point.
Oh, you could save it for the low point, I guess. Low point.
You know, that's a little foreshadowing.
Well, I just had to get that off my chest. How's it going, man?
Hey, man. How's it going, dude?
It's going good.
That's real chill, dude.
There's a mic there.
Real chill. Yeah.
How was the bathroom?
Oh, couldn't be better. I pissed down a lot of ice just now.
Yeah, that's cool.
Tried to write my name, but cubes are too big.
Okay, I got it. So, like, do you even, like, ever, like, want to, like, chew on ice, like, if you're at home?
Not right. Like, if you'd asked me that, like, 10 minutes ago, I'd have been like, yeah, I do like to chew on ice. After walking out of there, no, I don't want to chew on any ice.
Just don't want to chew on ice
while.
After that. Yeah, no, I don't blame you. The first conversation I ever had with Pam, our pod mother.
I know Pam.
Yeah.
Pam.
The first conversation I ever had with her. I don't know if Pam, you remember this, but I came in one night and y'all are talking about what men are most likely to draw in the ice with their pee. And I said, well, probably a dick, which is what everyone else had said, apparently.
Am I a number one contender for people who pee in the ice? But judging off of first look?
Is there a tally? Do we have an official tally?
I mean, like, who doesn't pee in the ice when you go into the...
Yeah.
Girls? Do girls have ice in the girls? I figured it was just mittens. No, I know. Well, you only got, like,
is that
one...
what it's about?
Okay,
you have a hole there shoot at. I'm talking about like for the men's, you put ice in the thing.
I thought
I assume
it was like
you
a...
have like regular plumbing for the women, right? Like,
oh, ice, that's better.
See, for men, it's better. Like, ice is good. For pee, I like to pee my name in if there's like if the cubes are small enough. If you get like good like Cane's ice, local reference.
I think he's on to something.
Like,
I'm not gonna make this guy stop.
You're gonna
really,
like,
really show for me
put
now.
Put on a show. Like here, you just gotta like I'm just like kind of just blending it in.
Okay.
What?
Describe the difference, please.
Yeah, Pam, can you please get on a microphone for the first time? No. Okay. Well, then I'm gonna improvise here. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna say I think I know what the difference between an igloor and an avalancher is. It's actually pretty obvious. An igloor is somebody who tries to with their
how
urine.
How is it that obvious? I'm sorry.
They try to with their urine dig a small hole in the ice without it collapsing. And an avalanche is a fucking madman who's like, I'm going to collapse all these goddamn igloos that everyone else has left behind.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I think that's
You know what I just realized? What? I just, by the way, hey, Travis, what's going on? This is another Travis.
This is another Travis.
It's a separate Travis. It's not just me talking to myself.
It's another Travis.
You're
entirely.
A Travis too?
We see you a lot in the cheese shot, man.
Yeah, he comes in. Oh, God, we're the worst.
Right behind my house.
You know what? We're like, what are we, like 5 minutes in right now? And we haven't even mentioned that our guests are actually two really fucking funny people.
Yeah. We got Mike Honore and Robert Rao, everyone. Yeah. They're coming up in a bit.
Yeah,
we're going to bring them up later. Could not be more excited about having the two of them. I think it's going to be a really fun time tonight.
They are titans of Baton Rouge.
And they're both from Baton Rouge, too, which is it's been a while.
Yeah, so like our last one, we had those Laugh Yet.
Yeah, no more Laugh Yet. I promise we won't do that again for a while. We're going to keep it nice and local. I don't know. Unless Robert has something in his childhood about stealing purses. Do you? I don't know. Is that a thing? I don't know. We're going to find out later.
Yeah. We'll find out.
Oh, man. I'm going to drink a lot. I already know. I just got done saying,
wait,
like...
Is this really...
I'm on a four-day drinking bender already, so...
Are you on a binge?
Oh, yeah. I've been drinking a lot.
It is Memorial Day, too.
I've been drinking a whole lot.
It is Memorial Day.
Anybody do anything special for Memorial Day?
Yeah. Anyone do any, like, kayaking or tubing? People do do that on Memorial Day, actually. Yeah.
Exclusively on Memorial Day.
Memorial Day is, to me, a weird thing to celebrate at all. Like, why...
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I remember Memorial Day being like Flag Day or Earth Day. But now, as an adult, it seems like people actually like celebrate it and stuff. I'm not saying that it's not an important day. It's a very important thing to remember the people that fought for this country. Whatever. I'm sorry.
You clearly don't care, though.
No, I do care. I'm just saying it's a weird thing to be like, it's Memorial Day. Let's get fucked up. It's not what it sounds like. I mean,
You are being an asshole right now.
Yeah. It's absolutely an important thing to honor the people who fought for our country, but to do it with Michelob Ultra is just a strange idea, is all I'm saying.
It's strawberries, dude. Not
yeah. yeah.
Strawberries.
Let's go tubing. It's what freedom's about. I don't know.
Yeah, the shop we work at, they went tubing today, and we didn't go because we were extremely hungover.
God, yeah. And then I had Popeyes.
We both
I had Popeyes.
Popeyes
to help is my hangover. I'm probably going to have to go down the street because I have diarrhea. Just in case I leave.
Is there anything better than Popeyes for a hangover, though?
Eggs and sausage biscuit? Always, man.
I feel like that was a rhetorical question that you were excited to answer.
I mean, I love breakfast food.
Alan's about
totally
to bring out
like
his top 10 hangover list. His favorite foods.
I like
an emergency is definitely a good one.
I like
too.
Gatorade for a hangover.
Emergency, that powder that tastes like vitamins.
Yeah, dude.
Oh yeah, that is good.
Like, I will just put that shit on my tongue like it's like Fun Dip. Like seriously, I don't care. It makes me feel better. It really does. It works. All right,
whatever works for you.
Does anyone have like a secret hangover cure? Everyone has their own personal cure. Does anyone have one they like, care to talk about? That's for some reason. That's what I'm interested in right now. Like one of you eats a raw egg. Like Gaston. Come on, somebody.
I have one, I guess. Another one is like Adderall and like and like bubbly water, you know, Adderall. Like spring water.
Alka-Seltzer and coconut water.
There we go.
See, that's pretty strange to me. Alka-Seltzer and coconut water. That. But so does water and
the bubbly water in Adderall helps everything. So.
Bubbly water.
Bubbly.
So it's like an Alka-Seltzer in the coconut water. You take them separately. Do you like muddle it? Is it like a whole thing?
Are
you just
cocktail?
Like you just popping it in and then you down it? You chase it with
I
coconut
think it's
water.
Like, yeah, I think it's like a shot chase situation.
I'm just imagining like
that's how I imagine it.
I don't know. I just
I
want
parachute
it.
Adderall
I don't
all the time, man.
Really
that's what I do.
I don't care
I just,
if you make it up. If somebody just come up
shit,
here
man.
And
Alan
tell me a crazy hangover cure.
Alan's just fishing for someone to sell him Adderall right now.
If anyone has Adderall,
I'm prescribed. Hello, okay.
Jeez, you should be.
How long has Adderall been a thing?
At least 20 years, I would say.
20 years? How long is that?
Like, how long has that been a thing?
Does anybody, yeah. like, remember?
I feel like the 90s popularized the ADD medicine.
I never got diagnosed with ADD or ADHD, so it wasn't around in my childhood. And then when I got to college, people were like, you don't take Adderall? Like, how do you get shit done?
Yeah, I went through.
Well, I took Ritalin, and then I took Concerta. And then I eventually got to Adderall, and then my doctor's like, you know, you should try this other one. It's called
Vyvanse.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know. I'm gonna stick with the brand Adderall.
Can we put something to bed here tonight? Is ADHD like real?
Is
that a real thing? By show of hands, who thinks that it might be kind of like?
Yeah, like parents just got tired of dealing with it.
I got 3, 4. 5. Come on.
I'm somewhere in the middle.
6. If no, we're brave. No, we're brave no. if we stand together.
Oh, hey, Travis. How's it going?
No, that shit's fake
real
as
but
fuck.
Overdiagnosed.
You think that shit's fake?
That shit's fake.
That shit's so fake, right?
That's an excuse for laziness.
Oh, we
and
have
anything else. Now, don't get me wrong. I love drugs, and it worked out really well for me. That's the only way I passed college. But yeah, it's definitely an excuse. Definitely an excuse.
Yeah. I just feel like...
Do you think Asperger's is real?
It's not. They said that it's like... They took it off of the autism spectrum.
Asperger's is no longer
like,
a thing.
It was so much fun for me to say, like, that kid's got Asperger's.
Right, like, I'm sure it's fun to take speed.
Don't
you
look
just
down on what I do with my life, okay?
I'm not looking down. I know that sounds... I'm such a judgmental cock.
Yeah,
but
we're just gonna...
It's true. Adderall in the West.
Wait, keep it going.
Okay.
You can get Beam Honey Tea at the mall.
Are you trying to rap right now? Like, who... Wait, we got to talk about
just
this.
Just after that... After
where
that,
are your rapping influences coming from?
It comes from my...
Explain yourself.
It comes from my own mantra, man.
Yeah, you kind of sounded like... It was kind of like Kanye West.
Well, Kanye West
like a little
really
Kanye
rap.
In there. I don't know.
He really... He, like, he's a slow rapper, but but he makes really good beats, so... Yeah, he does. Makes his own music, man.
Adderall makes being a kid today, I think, objectively strange. I'm still on that. I'm sorry.
Well, like, yeah, it definitely numbs you a lot.
Well, like, just imagine in, like, 40 years when they're like, we got to stop giving everyone ADHD. And we're all going to talk about how, like, when I was a kid...
You act like it's a virus, though. It's like,
I'm saying that, like, a kid comes in and he's like... A kid wakes up and he's got, like... Now a console to play movies, watch TV, and play video games right there by his bed. We have cell phones. It's like we're constantly all these things that are so cool. And then the kid goes to the doctor and he's like, I can't pay attention to everything. And you like wonder why. And they're like, well, it probably has ADHD. No, I just think that they're doing a really good job with like Daredevil. And it's hard to not want to pay attention to that instead of go to school.
It's true.
But I think that's the problem.
That's our generation, though. Our generation has just dealt with the whole
saying,
Adderall
like,
thing.
Put it in the context of like history textbooks.
Yeah,
it's gonna be like in the year 2004,
apparently,
Moulin Rouge came out, and everyone was on coke all the time. It's great. I love it. I love Adderall. I'm glad. I'm happy for you.
You're happy for me. Thanks.
I'm glad that you do that.
I didn't take any today, though. I'm going to let you know that.
I think we just lost a portion of our audience with ADHD, but not because they couldn't pay attention. So it's great for them to feel like
Yeah. This is because they don't care.
That's right. Like, apathy. Fuck you. They weren't like,
look,
well, you know, butterflies.
You can't diagnose anyone with apathy. It just happens, okay?
It's true. Wow, that was deep, Alan.
Thanks, man.
You could tell that My Chemical Romance is in your wheelhouse.
I wish I had that shirt, man.
Yeah.
Anyways,
oh boy.
Can we just bring her?
Yeah, you just want to get some guests. I feel like Cowboy John over there is bumming me out. He's talking a lot.
Get him on the
That's
show.
Cool.
Who's Cowboy John?
I don't know. He's a guy with
Probably
a cowboy
the guy
hat. I just called him Cowboy.
Hey, Cowboy John, you sure are talking a lot. Which you got something to say?
I'm sorry, dude. Just like keep it down just a little. Is all I'm saying. Yeah. Just a little bit. Like you could still talk, but like. Not as loud as I am because I have a microphone, so it's pretty strange. No, he's not.
He hasn't turned around at all.
Oh, let's get some friends up here.
He's too busy thinking about the cows in the pasture.
And let's
hey, don't
friends.
Make fun of the American cowboy, all right?
And now he's with us.
Okay, fucking Matthew McConaughey over here in the fucking corner. Oh, we're bringing on our guests.
Ooh, it's getting intimate.
It's getting steamy in here.
I can feel it. Yeah, we got two guests today, like we said, both of them right here from Baton Rouge. And we're pretty them every Wednesday over at the station, pretty much, I think, every Wednesday.
Best open mic.
Best open mic in town. Is it the only open mic in town?
The only open mic in town.
Oh, it's also the best, though. We're going to bring them up right now so you can hear from them. Give it up for Robert Rao and Mike Honore for being here with us tonight. Everybody put your hands together.
Please, have a seat, guys. Have a seat.
Woo!
Thanks, appreciate it.
You can take that red mic. That's yours. Can you turn me down a little bit, Travis?
The shit.
Yeah. All right.
We're here. Yeah. We made it. All right. Excuse me, sir.
Come on, out.
Come on
this is
let's
cool.
get cozy. Come on. Get it.
No,
let's
bro.
Oh.
Yeah, let's fuck shit up.
Yeah.
Because we're old and overweight. Woohoo! Yeah, breaking right. everything.
Yeah. Fuck your couch. That's what I'm here to do.
Yeah, we thought it was a fuck couch. No, it's a fuck you couch.
It's been this couch has clearly been fucked on.
God,
no, it definitely has.
It's usually
very
in the corner
awkwardly.
Over there behind the pool table.
Yeah, turn the other way so
they
can't
see it from the bar.
Because there's some fucking going on.
There's some dumb
all the time. It is. No, I didn't.
I mean, have you seen all these underpants? I mean, look.
The suspension was shot on this before I got on it.
No, that wasn't you. It's been that
it's,
way.
It's pretty bad off.
So what's been up? We usually I've never felt compelled to interview anyone that comes on, but I'm just gonna. That's as far as that's the only
that's
question I'm gonna
that's
ask.
Interview.
It's very
what's
open,
new?
It's very
hey
open
man,
what's
how
up?
Goes it? I mean, yeah.
I don't really know either of you, but I've seen you around for years.
I know that you guys did that Batman and Robin thing.
Spoof night, yeah.
That was. That's kind of cool because I hate that movie. And
you should know who likes that movie. That's
no,
the,
that was one that we were talking
George
about.
Hates it.
We made fun of like a whole bunch of movies. And that's the only one we all agreed said we never need to see this one again.
That was honestly when that movie came out in theaters, it was the only movie I've ever walked out on in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it was that. I mean, and
I saw Batman and Robin, and I was kind of like had my head down. I was with my dad, and I looked at him. I was like, Dad, do you think they'll make another Batman movie? He's like, I don't know, son. I don't know.
They answered all the questions with this one. Yeah. We're done.
We know what happened.
We don't need any more.
Batgirl shows up and The rest is history.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I kind of liked that movie. I don't know.
Yeah, I was like eight when it came out.
My taste in movies, in superhero We're movies, bad. Have always just been like, well, they made it. So
it's I liked Batman Forever.
That's colorful.
But yeah, yeah. Kid. But now I don't like Batman Forever. But
I mean, I did think it was odd that the bat suit looked the way it did, and it wasn't. Uh-huh.
Are you talking about the nipples? Is that what you're talking about?
I'm trying to avoid saying nipple.
Say nipple.
But yeah, it's the nipples.
There were two of them.
I don't know why right. I'm avoiding saying nipple. If I'm you're a grown man.
If you're making
you should
a
be
tight
able to say nipple when you want to say nipple.
If you're yeah, making right. a tight suit on George Clooney, though, you're not going to outline the nipples? Like.
No, no. What's, is there another name for nipple? Like another word that you can use?
Areola?
No, no, no. That's not a nipple. That's an
that's
areola.
The, that's the areola.
That's the areola.
Separate thing.
Is there a nickname or another slang name for it?
Like chest tips.
Chest tips. That's worse. That's just.
That is worse.
That's kind of worse. Let me,
I don't know if there's like
I'm just
a
saying,
euphemism for nipples. I've never
I know a lot of people who don't like the word nipples, but I don't know, like, when I want to see nipples, I don't know what else to ask for.
I've actually never heard anyone offended by the word nipples.
Tasty
like,
hangers.
It's not, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to offend anybody by saying nipples.
It's more just an uncomfortable.
We have now. Like, yeah, I guess
I,
because
I, come
I guess
up
when
with
you say like nipples.
All right. Well, like we're already there. So sexually, I'm not a nipples person. I don't
know.
Like
no,
people
no,
touch my nipples.
No, I didn't say I wanted mine touched. I just wanted to seize them.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's way
never,
too. It's
I
overload.
Do you not want anybody to touch your nipples? Is because they should be touching other things. Well, the nipples.
I mean,
like,
are you
really? You
much?
Have sensitive nipples.
If you don't know any better,
I have very
why?
Sensitive nipples. It takes
no.
me out of the moment.
I'm with you.
All right.
I have very. It's like, I barely have nipples.
Don't touch
I'm
my nipples.
Be I okay. almost
you,
don't
if
have.
If you
nipples.
Do, I'm not gonna.
Don't
be
touch
happy.
My nipples.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not gonna try to get a euphemism in here to explain yeah. what these things are, other than nipples. Just leave them alone.
We're gonna call them the anger makers if you touch them. Stop touching my fucking nipples.
No, it's really.
I have a penis.
I know how to use it.
Touch it more. Touch it more. It's fine.
I'm a very sensitive, tiny man. And when
really, I had no idea.
So whenever I get a woman to want to sleep with me, and she starts touching my
so,
nipples,
baby, you not want to touch nipples and get
I have to like
lay,
I have to like talk about it. I have yeah. to like bring it out. I'm like, okay, before we go any further. Stay away from my nipples.
Well, no, you're right. No, there's some go-getters out there. Don't get me
yeah.
wrong. And they'll be
no,
like,
they're go for
because
it,
they're
man.
Gonna, they're especially gonna start. They're gonna start from the head down. They're gonna get to this and
right.
be like, "I'm just gonna kiss it."
Right.
The fuck you are.
Right.
Keep going. Stop.
I remember the first time a woman decided that my nipples was a good thing.
That my nipples
her.
Was a good one.
That was. Yeah. I remember the first time it was like she's like kissing me and she's kissing my neck and she's going and I'm like, "This is cool being."
Yeah,
old enough for this.
It's cool being with a woman.
And then she bit my nipple.
She
and I got mad. I didn't like yell or anything.
You should
I
get mad.
I just got a little. It was like annoying, and I went. I went like I flicked her off.
But well, because that's a bold move.
It's a very bold
that's
move.
I think that's like yeah. a quick finger in the butt. You can't. Just do, like I need a heads up.
But yeah.
Would you feel the same way if she was like messing with your appendix? You know, just something that's completely useless on you.
Something
that we've
you.
Evolved past.
Something
that you feel like
appendix
you
play.
Leave these alone.
Hey, mama!
Fucking thumb, my appendix thumb blasted. Like, yeah, you like that shit? No, what are you doing? That hurts. Stop it. I don't want to see that.
Where's that issue of Cosmo
anybody,
magazine?
I
honestly feel kind of jealous right now.
Are any ladies some nipple fans? I mean, yeah. like, of other of people's nipples.
We got a nipple fan.
Three nipple fans.
Like, you want to suck.
Three in a row. That
there are more people in this bar that are on to the conspiracy that is ADHD than
so
there
we got
are
trip
people
nips?
Who like
this. Is what we're talking about?
No, I'm saying, I mean, we're talking about do you like playing with guys' nipples?
I think they all
fine,
understood.
I mean,
yeah, it's all
they're
good.
Like,
what
yeah,
are you talking about?
That's what we want.
I'm trying to see where you stand in life. Is, you like a little nipple work yourself, ladies? That's fine. No, whatever. I mean, you, if that's all you do, then fuck you. No.
I just do nipple work.
Yeah,
that's
like,
it. That is it. All I do.
I don't want to see your penis, but I'll fucking blow your nipples.
I'll blow them away.
I'm gonna
make
nipples
milk
off.
Come out of those stupid things.
So sexy. I'm gonna blow your nipples off of your
body. Fuck it. Like I don't need them. If I can get a nippleectomy.
Nippleectomy.
And not look completely weird.
It's true. You think they'd be like bred out by now? You know, like what are we
yeah.
doing with them?
Hey, well, there's got to be that surgery. Where is the campaign to be like, hey fellas, you know nipples ain't shit for you, right? Want to get rid of them
just
for a cheap price?
Just yeah.
Yeah. I remember that owned a Ken doll when they were kids. Like this thing didn't have any nipples
replace
on it. Why do I need to have nipples?
Yeah, really. It also didn't have a penis, so that logic is flawed.
All right. Well, that's step two. Let's get rid of the nipples first.
You can't
we'll
go all in at once.
Something else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. That's expensive.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we just haven't discovered our nipples yet properly.
Hey, I hope they're never found.
See, I've never had anyone to like bite my nipples, but yeah. I think they probably because they look like pepperonis, so it's just like
gross.
Are you saying wait, like they haven't found the secret combination to make the nipples like that extraordinary?
Right. Yeah.
You haven't done like the five finger death punch of the nipple where it just makes me just immediately
like
pop pop poop boom. Oh, then, God.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
amazing. Why didn't
so
I know about that?
So just treat your chest like a Simon board and just keep pushing it until you find the right combination.
There's got to be that one spot like a tap, tap, twirl, tap, thumb, twist.
Right.
And then everybody comes.
Everybody.
Everybody. The person doing it comes.
Everybody within a quarter mile radius. Just
the roommate in the next room.
Just fucking fist. Everybody, the
whole
room.
Yeah, if you're in a duplex, man, that's dangerous.
That's a messy situation.
I'm just saying. I don't want to discover my nipples. I hope they go undiscovered like mermaids.
Let's get a nipple song.
A nipple song.
Yeah, we can get a nipple song.
I wasn't prepared for this.
Let me see that nipple.
Let me see. You want
one?
Yeah, a slow R&B nipple song.
All right. Cool.
I feel it coming.
Let's make it sexy.
Well, yeah, let's try that. Nah.
Oh, this is a sad nipple song.
A really sad nipple song.
Dude.
This is like...
My
this
nipples
is like
went away the other week, and I've been messing my nipples. Why won't you come back?
Nipples.
Let's try something else. Yeah. Let's get a little more upbeat. Wait.
Oh. I want to be the bass guy.
You going to jam one?
Say nipples. Ever since you left, I haven't been the same. Oh, that's sexy.
No nipple songs. We were not prepared for this. I'm sorry.
Spotify, you have failed us once again.
Where's my nipple mix?
We just need. We just
check nipple mix.
Anybody
man, I like this cracker stuff, but what are the hell? It's a nipple. What the hell? Why do they have that in the mix?
We just need like any song ever written by R. Kelly.
Girl, I want to pee up on your nipples, babe.
2K15.
Girl.
It's such a specific area. I'm in the bullseyes. Yeah. Trying to hit a spot. Your head's too big.
Yeah.
The nipples, they pay that right. Yeah. I'm aiming for accuracy. I'm Legolas. Yeah, nipples. No? Okay.
Girl, my favorite area is your areolas. Is this Lollipop?
Yeah.
2004, Mulan.
Getting them
nipples working.
Is it never like a lollipop? I was never like a lollipop.
Weezy, baby.
Turn.
That was our nipple song. Now you can get that on the nipple mix coming out soon.
Is that a weird super therapy?
Yeah, I guess that's what they're doing.
Yeah, I think that's enough of that.
Nipple.
All right.
Nipple.
All right, nipple song
that's
done.
That's the strip club of instruments. You don't touch it. You just kind of like just go around
I just
it.
Felt like... Yeah.
So wait, that's kind of put your hands strip club. Around it. Do like strippers ever come into like the station to like watch comedy from like
No.
Why?
No, I'm just asking.
Because nothing is humorous in their life.
No, yeah.
It's real.
That's true. I know.
That's
it is
true.
Really
as humorous. They're leaving for their car. Is that turned down for what being played in there? And they just led by Pied Pipers into the
because
room?
When
no, no.
When they wake up to go to their shift, our show's over.
Yeah.
At like 11 p.m. That's when they go. The kid just went to sleep. Then they sneak out to go to work.
Y'all keep talking.
No, we will.
What are you doing?
He's leaving.
I'm going to hang out with the boys. This is
get in there.
Yeah.
This boy's leaving. He's leaving for good.
He's gone.
Boy Wonder, please stand up.
Both of you are leaving.
For good? Like, is it a suicide pact? What are
they're,
doing?
They're moving. Where are y'all moving?
Moving to Maryland.
To Maryland.
Maryland.
Wow.
For
get some crab cakes, huh?
What?
That's it.
Is there anything else in Maryland?
Day one accomplished.
Getting crab cakes.
What do I do now?
What am I going to do the next day?
I heard really good things about Baltimore. I don't see why you wouldn't want to move there.
The Orioles are great.
I just feel like we should do something to say thank you.
Didn't they just get a nipple
but
song?
But after that nipple song, I feel like I'm kind of out of ideas.
Keep it going. Hey, it'll come to you.
Yeah. But
I know you don't like people playing with your nipples, but would you be willing to play with mine?
That's a definite yes.
Do I have permission from your significant other?
All right, let's do it.
Let me play with your nipples.
Play with the play the nipple song.
Yeah. Play some rock, paper, nipples.
Yeah, and how was that for you?
For me, that would be insanely painful.
Well, you definitely proved you're not going to be a good stripper. Is this good? Yeah. Is this what you want?
Is this good for you?
Oh,
is that what you do to female nipples? Because it's weird. Like, I'm just saying, it's like, hey, let me see.
Try finding that in Maryland.
Yeah, good luck.
Now, yeah.
Still not touching the
ceiling. How do you feel about this,
good
Pam?
Job.
Does this make you uncomfortable, Pam?
I wouldn't either, man.
Right.
Man, yeah. So we got to retire Boy 100's jersey.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a...
hang it in the rafters.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to know you.
You're no-knowing me, as
I'm
usual.
No-knowing you.
No.
But Dan doesn't take improv, so he doesn't know. He has no idea.
It's just no hope.
He's just an asshole in real life. It has nothing to do with him taking improv.
It's true.
Oh, boy. It's nice and calm.
Calm down, everyone. Let's just chill out for a second.
I think we got a little intense with the nipples.
Sorry.
We got a little out of hand.
We really jumped the shark.
We went a little far.
Should have started playing with their earlobe. That would have worked. Yeah. Work to the nipples.
I do like the, it's weird, the concept of like, yeah, I'm going to be soft and sweet till I get to those nipples. Maintain consistency and pace. Don't get out of hand. Calm down.
I mean, I could always try again.
I mean, keep trying. You never know.
Like, what's weirder than the first time? Daniel insisting that we do that whole thing again.
You bite my fucking
nipple. You want to touch his nipples again.
Well, I mean, I don't want to force it. If it organically presents itself, I will. I can foresee myself touching his nipples again. That's what I'm saying.
Fair enough. Yeah.
So at the end of the show, you better touch his nipples.
No, it's just
by the end of the show.
It's like if I trip and.
So what you're saying is that both of us do 15 minutes up there about nipples. You feel like it organically will lead to you touching.
Yeah,
his
exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Which is exciting.
No problem.
15 minutes. To nipple
I can stretch
a
long time. My 8 nipple material into 15.
Nipple
I yeah, I can stretch it all the way out to make it feel like that
stretch
is all
nipples.
We need. Yeah, stretch nipples. Yeah.
Robert's just been looking
I'm
for.
I'm German. That's what happens.
He's just been looking for the opportunity to unleash all that great nipple material he's been holding on to.
I have to hear it so much.
Okay, so I'm gonna try to like. Right. Sway it away from the nipple.
This is the time I'm going to be doing that nipple material.
Nipple. God damn it. Hey, I think you're ready.
Another opportunity.
I swear to God, if we make another nipple bit.
This entire episode has been about nipples since y'all sat down.
It's a nipple bit, this entire show.
I'm for it. I don't know. We're liberating the nipple.
That's
what I'm about.
Free nipple.
The nipple is a movement, isn't it?
It is.
Free nipple.
And we're just foot shoulders.
That sounds like a really bad rapper. I'll give it up for Lil Nip.
Lil Nip.
He's locked up. Free Nip.
Free Nip.
And his hype man, Audi.
Boom. No.
Oh, no.
Right. Work on that nipple bit.
All right. We're on the ride home. That's all we think about.
This all came from Batman and Robin, by the way. I just realized how we
got here.
By the way, yeah, we do movie spoofs.
Yeah, if you've ever been to the Manship Theater, we do one like about every other month. Our next one's going to be on June 19th. We're making fun of the movie Independence Day.
If you don't know what it is, it's like if you've seen Mystery Science Theater 3000. Have anybody seen that? Everybody maybe wants to be
Yeah.
It's like that. That's what we do with movies. The next one is Independence Day.
And I've never seen it, but I hear you guys are
seen Independence Day?
I've never been.
I've been like three times, I want to say, and they're good. Yeah. It's a good time.
Cool.
I'll vouch for that.
Independence Day is a good movie in 96.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I agree with you on that.
Did you know that Will Smith never actually says "Welcome to Earth"? He just says, "Welcome to Earth," like a normal person. But that's like a quote from that movie that everyone says, but he doesn't say it wrong.
Have you been reading our material? Like, yeah. That's exactly what we're going to talk about.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. In between all the other stuff.
They do say fire at will a couple of times, though, which I think is great. Why me? There's aliens. Come on. I'm not that annoying.
Are you going to mention Randy Quaid's recent meltdown?
He's pretty sane in this film compared to what's happened to him lately. Yeah. So, maybe. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, he's definitely in between. Like, there, you can watch him kind of just go crazy. Like, there's Cousin Eddie. That's kind of the base, and that's kind of normal. Actually.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then there's where he currently is, where he's a lunatic completely. And then there's this alcoholic pilot from Independence Day, which is fine.
I would really like to meet him in the state. Like, I would have never cared to meet Randy Quaid, the normal actor who was in some of those movies, but now that he's like out to get Rupert Murdoch,
right?
Like the insane Randy Quaid to me is very intriguing.
But the way he's doing it, it's very much like a WWE bit that he's doing online. He's just
promos.
He's
Do we know about this? Are we?
Is anyone aware?
Everyone's familiar with what's going on with Randy Quaid.
No, I think.
Who Randy Quaid is first?
Yeah.
Okay, he's gone batshit.
He has.
He's lost his fucking mind.
He's always had it in him, though. Like,
it's like a 20-minute video of him saying that the government's trying to kill him.
Right.
Like, specifically Hillary Clinton or something like that is trying to kill him.
Hillary Clinton's trying to kill a lot of people. If we're gonna
man, she is busy.
Yeah, she's
running for president, killing nobodies.
He has sex with his wife on tape while she's wearing a Rupert Murdoch mask.
Yeah. Right.
And he says,
and she's not facing him. No. That messes with my mind. Then why put on the mask? If it's turning him on, then do it face to face.
It's Rupert Murdoch smiling, getting railed. That's what. And he looks okay about it. He looks fine about it.
Yeah. But like, there's like a more than like one of that video. It's there's part two, part three, part four.
I've just chosen to believe.
What point do you get when you make these videos and you like?
Because he could be telling the truth.
You think he's telling the truth?
He could be. I don't know. Life is way more fun for me if Randy Quaid is right.
I want to buy you a shirt that says Randy Quaid is right.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, what is he right about?
General lifestyle.
If the reality that exists in Randy Quaid's head is really how things work, I feel like things are going to be cool. Not good, but like they're cool. I don't know.
It'll be fun to watch, but it'll be a goddamn nightmare. But...
Independence Day.
Yeah.
Basically, he has become that character.
Everyone thought he was crazy, and then he saves us all. He's probably going to save us all.
So what you're saying is Randy Quaid is the opposite of the Antichrist.
So he's going to fly an airplane into Rupert Murdoch and blow him up.
Remember me, Rupert? Wee-haw! And right into it.
Just right into Rupert Murdoch. obviously, thousands of casualties, but... To get rid of Rupert Murdoch.
Hey.
What are we willing? We got to be willing to break a few eggs. That's all I'm saying.
And Randy Quaid's going to be the one to save us.
Yeah.
Which is horrifying to think about.
What's better, the best part about the movie is at the end, all the other countries follow the same path that the Americans do. So there is a Randy Quaid in every country blowing up a spaceship. So there's just some nut bar who thought that they got anal raped 10 years ago that wants personal revenge on these aliens that's just flying it right up into there. So you don't have to meet the Randy Quaid.
Right.
There are a whole bunch
of them.
There's
definitely more than one.
They got them in different flavors.
They're on each continent.
The Irish Randy Quaid.
Speaking of
that's an insane.
Speaking
person.
Of yeah, Randy Quaid, what was the worst? What's the worst Randy Quaid you ever had at the station? The worst. The worst Randy Quaid you've ever had at the station.
Open mic person.
Just some
the worst.
Some lunatic who was on stage.
Right. Yeah. Well, there was this one guy who talked to one of the waitresses ahead of time, found out that we were doing an open mic, and she came to us with the name, saying that he wanted to do some time. He comes in around 9 o'clock, which is always a great sign, which is 30 minutes after the show starts.
Only like, Mike Honore can pull that off.
Yeah. He's allowed. Yeah,
that's legit. CPT is real.
He said, I've done this before, like giving me like the assurances that he knows what's up. And I tell him, okay, cool, you got 5 minutes. He's like, oh, well, hold on.
Wait,
I forgot about this guy until just now.
Was this a Scottish dude?
Huh?
Was this the Scottish dude?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I remember this. I was there.
One of my jokes is exactly 5 minutes. What if I tell this joke and it's so awesome? They want me to tell another one.
Can I reenact?
I gotta give the audience what they want.
Can I reenact this bit? Like, can
yeah,
I?
Yeah, go for it.
All right.
There you go.
Can we play a song?
Yeah, you don't need music. You just need to pay attention to this magic.
Right.
All right. So this is what this guy did.
Yeah, give it up for Henry. Whee!
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have Jews and Jews and
you're too close to the mic.
In the winter of the storm, and he did that for about 15 minutes. It was just a lot of.
And he thought he was blowing our damn minds.
He was like waiting for the applause, like.
That was smart. When he knew he wasn't saying an intelligible word at all, he did the remove the mic from the face and then looked at everyone so they'd laugh appropriately at that point. And then he thought, well, that killed. I got to keep going. I don't even need acknowledgement. And that's when it turned from sad to great because as people will tell, like, who know me, when it comes to hosting these things, I have the term is aggressive, passive aggressive.
Yep, that's
smart. That sounds right.
And usually what happens is I get in the front because nobody wants to sit up there. I put my feet up on the table and I shine the light right in their face.
Like,
but that was not doing anything.
Shit.
Thomas, our sound guy, decides I'm going to turn up the music. And everybody starts like, yeah, boo, you know, like that. And I jump up on stage and grab the mic from the dude. And I said, hey, don't you boo this guy. Thomas, you turn off that music. You let this guy finish his joke. Because he's only up here for 20 minutes. You let him do this. Now, please finish your joke. And then he turns up the music again. And I go, hey. Stop that! You respect this man! And then eventually he got the hint, and then he left. So.
It only took 30 minutes.
Right.
That guy was legitimately pissed that you ran him off the stage.
Right.
That took up 30 minutes of the entire...
It took a lot longer than five.
It got after it went past like 8 minutes, we were like, all right, let's see. Yeah. Let's just watch. And then it took way longer than we expected. Like, we're in now. We can't stop this.
If there's an honorable mention, it would have to be, because it's not just one time he did this, it would be Joe Dirt.
Oh, yeah. I've experienced Joe Dirt.
I was going to say Glenn P. Hale, but that was just me.
Who's that?
Oh, Glenn.
I don't know who that is.
Glenn P.
What are you talking about?
No, I remember Joe Dirt guy because he...
Who's Joe Dirt? I don't think I saw him.
God, I don't know his real name, but
that was his stage name, was Joe Dirt.
That's
what he wanted everybody to call him. And what was funny is they were filming Joe Dirt 2 around here, and I even like suggested, like, hey, you've worked in movies. That's all you talk about when you're on stage. Why don't you double for David Spade? He's about the same height, build sort of thing. He's just incredibly
He was actually
redneck.
David Spade.
Yeah, he was David Spade was David the entire Spade. Time.
I just
we
remember
couldn't see it.
He didn't have jokes so much as like an
anger
argument
issues,
for
right.
racism.
He was
his thing.
So incredibly racist.
He was like outright one of those people that are so just like
so racist that you can't be wrong. Like,
exactly.
If I believe it this hard, it's gotta be true.
Right, yeah. Right. And he's like, I think it's fine to be racist. If you are racist, or if you're not racist, just keep that to yourself. Like, what?
Nobody wants to hear your non-racism.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? And then the fact that we all didn't rise up and destroy Joe Dirt, I was a little disappointed.
We can't, because roaches don't die.
Right.
He really was like if a juggalo was reformed and started listening to nothing but acid bath. And that was it. That was his life. That was what he did. And this is this guy, Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirt.
He did basically all the things you're not supposed to do when you're on an open mic to try to get the crowd on your side. Like, the moment he grabbed the mic, it was, all right, guys, shut the fuck up. Like, that was the first response. Not even like the cliched, hey, how's everybody doing tonight, to try to get the crowd on your side. No, it was immediately, I am your enemy, and you're going to love me for this.
Yeah.
And it was horrible. And eventually, not only would Thomas try to play him off stage, we would almost like try to sweep him off stage by doing dance competitions behind him, by just like by moving around. And yeah, even my sweet moves weren't enough to get him off stage. Yeah. So,
I mean, can we see some sweet moves?
I missed the station. We gotta.
If you say you can dance, I want to see him dance. Anybody else can dance? This is great for a podcast.
I'm sitting dancing. Woo!
He's gonna dance us off the podcast.
Yeah.
It's possible.
We had Mind Drug on our show in December. Mind and I know he was a notorious Randy Quaid.
I feel like he's the most Randy Quaid person that I've ever met.
He can't, but you're right, because he's crazy, but it's also he believes it so.
Oh, yeah. He believes it so hard.
Is anybody here for the Mind Drug show?
He brought our
I think Mind Drug is here now, actually. Oh, come on.
You'll be happy to know he's back to being unretired, and he has.
Oh, God.
Wait, is he? Wait, I thought he retired at the roast.
Yeah. The saddest roast that you've ever been that one? Oh, he did retire, but then he came back, he's going by his actual name, I'm guessing, or his Facebook name. I don't know if that's his real name or not.
Wait.
His Facebook name has no vowels.
Right.
You know,
right?
That's his Facebook name.
Yeah. He's focusing on his art now.
He is. He posted that he's actually Pablo Picasso reincarnated, and he believes that with his heart.
See, it's
his art's better than his
it's
comedy.
It's the conviction that at the end of the day, I kind of respect about the guy because he doesn't need to be good at any of these things.
If I had that confidence, I'm telling you, I could go places.
Like, it does kind of make me want to give up on everything because it's like, is that what I look like to people? But just how much he believes he is a brilliant artist is how much I want to believe in, like, anything.
Yeah, he's prestiging us all. What he's doing. He goes home and he's like, man, that was rough. I can't believe I did that again. It was a weird joke at first, but man.
The amount of confidence he has is literally insane.
What about who's the other guy that was Micah?
Micah Kreisa.
Micah unfortunately headlined because I figured why not. And for some reason I felt like 3 months was so far away. So what do you ask me? June will never happen. So
I think he headlined like the week after me.
Right.
I didn't see because he would invite me over to his house a lot, and I just
You were banned from coming, weren't you? Wasn't that?
Yeah.
Like,
no.
For the photo,
yeah.
For the photo shoot.
I forgot about that.
He did a photo. Well, I forgot the whole thing why he banned you.
So to describe this guy, he just here.
Evan Ravelli just ran up like a child.
I got a Facebook message from Micah one day. Hey man, be sure to come to my headlining gig. Also, don't tell Travis Edwards it's happening. Straight up invited every single person and said, "Do not invite Travis Edwards."
What was it?
And I still don't know why.
This is what it was. So he thought that since he was the headliner, he had control over the entire night. Like it was his show, and he got to run it. And so he was like, he came up to me one day, and he was like, "I asked like specific people to be on this show because I'm headlining it. It's my show now." I was like, "That's not how it works."
Right?
It's definitely not.
He also paid for 13 of his friends to show up, and only six did.
Yeah, right. But then he said,
"Gave the money back." They took the money and ran.
Oh Jesus! Low point.
Because they knew.
Fucking low point.
But then, so he's talking to me, and he's like, "You know, I have like 8 spots designated for people that I want on my show," and he was like, "I'm going to be honest with you. I think that you've been doing really well, and like I want to learn from you, but I've already filled the 8 spots. So if you could not be there, that would be best for everybody."
They banned him. He really thought he took over the entire building and everything that happened between 7 and 11 p.m.
Right.
That place.
But then I told everybody because I thought that was a weird fucking request.
Yeah, and it was funny.
And and then I think he like heard about it and he felt bad, and to make up for it, he asked me to take nude pictures with him.
What?
Right.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, sure.
That's how
I make up for being a dick to people.
In the photo shoot, does he get to touch your nipple?
It sounds bad when I say it, but what happened was actually worse.
Yeah.
How could it be worse?
This is how he started the conversation. So like I said, he would like Facebook message me a lot, like every week, to ask me to come over and hang out with him, and I never did. But he Facebook messaged me, and he's like, hey, I have something to ask you. It's going to be kind of weird. I need you to promise not to tell anybody.
Well.
Whoops.
I was like, well,
big whoops.
And at that moment, you're like, I'm going to start a podcast so I can tell everyone.
That's the same way Uncle Touching conversation. The exact same way. I want to hang out with your nephew, but you got to be quiet.
Well, yeah. This is going to a weird place. And I didn't respond to that. And he was like, I'm gonna be shooting a poster to promote my headlining show. And basically what's going to happen is I'm going to be naked on the stage, and I want you to be there with me. But remember, you can't tell anybody.
Yeah, he did the photo shoot like 2 weeks after I said you could headline in like that far away.
He blocked off the room.
Right, and we showed up that day. And I get there around 7:30, about an hour before the show, and they said, "Yeah, you're not allowed in." And we're like, "Oh, really?" So it's not like I was gonna like pull rank or anything. I was just like, "What the hell is going on in there?" And eventually, like around 8:15, he was done, and then we saw a picture of the finished product, and he got, I would say, 8 or 9 of his friends to be in an action shot while he's naked holding a microphone where his penis should be. And
because he didn't have one.
Right. He didn't. Yeah. You go nipples first, then the penis, not the other way around. And each one had like a thought bubble going off in their head explaining the situation that's going on because their face wasn't reaction enough. He felt like, oh, they've all got some weird inner dialogue that they're saying to themselves.
Worked.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, those are 1,000 words. Come
that was
on, guys.
Weird. That was just weird.
I just need 7.
Yeah.
I have an idea. Who's here for the last episode? Do you remember the card game we played? I kind of want to. Do y'all want to play that again? Should we
do
that?
Yeah, do we still have a deck of cards?
Yeah. Hey, Justin, do we have that deck of cards here still? I don't know. I just realized I wanted to do this.
I'll explain the rules. I'll explain the rules because a lot of people don't know what's going
go
on.
Down.
Basically, the card game is it's pretty simple. It's a drinking game. It's not really has. You just drink while you play.
Red card, you say something nice. Black card, you say something bad about yourself.
Right. You get a deck of cards. Red card, you say something nice about another person.
And I want the boys to play.
Black card, you say something bad about yourself. And the higher the card up, so from like 2 is being the lowest, ace being the highest, that's the more intense that your thing has to be. So either more intensely bad or more intensely good.
Yep, here we go.
So we're totally doing this. Cool. All right. Charles and
what do we call
Joey.
The game? What do we call it?
It's the Charles and Joey sad person game.
The Charles and Joey sad person game.
It's the saddest game ever made. You play with cards.
You can drink Jim Beam for $3 at the bar.
$3 Jim Beam.
Beam honey tea. Yeah, girl.
Yeah.
Beam maple. Beam also at maple. The bar. Yeah, it's $3. $3.
$3.
Gonna let that go for a while.
For those at home, we all now have a card, and I don't think anybody's looked at it yet. I wasn't sure if I needed to look at it, or maybe Mike has.
I have not.
Yeah, we got 52 of these things. Unless there's like we got the Joker or the instruction cards.
That's just an extra wild card. Yeah. I'm not gonna look at it. Just gonna put it right in here. You know what? That's too hard. Play the game, grab card.
Let the game begin. Let the game begin.
Grab card and grab game and card game.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on.
Go play.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play. And all those cards have colors. What color you pick says you are.
What about you? Bam.
Boom. Boom. Boom.
Right, we got a lot of people. Holy shit.
All right. So
what are we doing now?
So if you get a red card, you have to say something bad about yourself.
No. If you get a red card, you say something nice about
red
anyone.
Red card is good. Black card, bad about you.
Black card, you say something bad about yourself. Yeah. And so it's like if you got like a red two, you say something kind of nice about somebody. If you got a black ace, you have to say something really bad about yourself.
All right.
It's inherently depressing, but
yeah.
It worked last time.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Who wants to start?
So is that your card that you picked? Or are you going to give us a demonstration about this?
Oh, God. I got a
Evan's going to go ahead and start first.
Evan starts.
Evan starts.
I figured I would start since I got the red two.
Start off small, you know, build up to the bigger things. So something kind of nice about someone else. Mike, you got pretty eyes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's all it is.
Oh, that's sweet.
It is.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, that
I got the ace of hearts. So you got pretty nipples, Mike.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead.
Oh, he does have the ace of hearts.
I have the ace of hearts, yeah. So I have to say something really nice.
You got to go all out.
Shit. Who? What have I got to say that's really nice to anybody here?
You're all shit.
We got a boy on the way out the door,
man.
None
of you guys are really paying attention to that basketball
game
that's still on. Yay.
Boys, these are to both of you, okay? I know y'all couldn't be here for the last one, and the last one was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I love that you guys have such fucking dedication to this show.
Yeah, for real.
And it really, honestly, really does choke me up inside that y'all come every fucking time.
That was really sweet, Owen.
And, like, y'all are fucking awesome. So give a round of applause to them. Okay?
Give it up for the boys. Put your hands together. They make this shit happen.
Woo! Yeah.
They make it happen.
Yeah.
For those of you at home,
we got some.
Travis is making fun of Alan's really small pants by showing off his butt to us.
I've got a black card, so I'll change it up a little bit.
Okay.
What number?
What number are you?
Well, I just a two. It's
okay.
Be
okay. Good start. Good start.
All right. Black card. Something negative about myself. Okay, whenever I got that Facebook message from the Micah, just for like a nanosecond, I thought maybe I should do that. because I just felt so bad for him. Like, he's this desperate to a friend or a companion. I don't even know what to call it.
He invited me to several pool parties.
So just for a split second, I was like, maybe, no, I should not do that.
All these clothing optional events you get invited to. This is kind of scary. I don't know.
Let's
get somebody else.
Somebody else.
All right. I got a three of spades. So something very slightly insulting about myself. Not fairly recently, I ate an entire sandwich that had moldy bread. That was not something that I should have done. Because the whole time that I was. Oh, wow.
I think the cord's messed up. Yeah.
Yeah. No, the whole time that I was eating it, I realized it didn't taste good. And then at the end of it, I realized what it was. And then,
Bad sandwich.
Yeah,
all right.
That's a good one, actually, honestly.
Bad sandwich. That's going to be my ska band.
Other things that could spoil on your sandwich, I think the bread is probably the safest one.
I hope this isn't old mayonnaise. That gets gross.
Yeah. Who else? I forgot who I gave a card. Yeah, sure. All right. We got...
Queen of Hearts Red, so that's really nice, right?
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Travis is a saint for staying with me through my first year of law school. He went through a lot having to be married to a law student, so thanks for that.
Aww. Travis.
Aww. Tinder moment.
Tinder moment.
Oh, jeez.
You.
The married couple is kissing. Wow.
I hate myself.
Yeah.
I'm so lonely.
Yeah, now everybody feels sad.
I went to a fleshlight website the other day. Anyway, who else has a card?
Boy 100.
We'll save this boy, this leaving boy.
All right.
Well, you're not leaving. This is a new boy. This is boy 14.
Hello,
boy.
He's a real boy.
14's very low, it is. I got a black 4. Rap.
And we got some more ass.
That's a man's ass.
Lots of ass.
Oh, for our podcast listeners.
I just got cowboy ass.
Cowboy John just moved me.
I think I saw a ball.
I saw cowboy ass over there in the park. They were not good.
I mean,
cowboy mouth. I'm sorry.
I can never watch another John
cowboy,
movie.
Cowboy ass is a cowboy mouth cover.
4. Sometimes I can be on the negative side of the spectrum, I guess. Yeah.
Girl. All right, so you got something negative to say about yourself?
No.
Never. Look at
me. Which says a lot, I think, so.
So.
There we go. That was it.
Wait, that's it? That's it?
I'm a pretty funny guy. I don't know.
Very nice.
Boy 14.
Sounds like you'd be perfect for improv. Hey, Daniel, you got a partner. There you go.
Who's next? Who's next?
Get somebody at this table here.
Took a card. Where are we going? Ooh. Ooh. How's it going? I haven't seen you in a minute. Can I get a hug?
That's your card.
All the feelings. That's the ace of hearts right there, hug, I see.
We grew up together. A little backstory on the hug. That was appropriate. I didn't think this was bad until tonight, apparently, but I enjoy playing with men's nipples.
That's why he's traumatized. That's why you traumatized him as a young boy.
Is that like some
speaking
pinball
for the
game
minority
that we're not familiar
here, right?
With?
1% of slinkies.
This is the
whatever. Nipple table.
The nipple table.
Nipple, nipple table.
Yeah,
where are my nipples at?
Surprisingly, I'll be close to the shorts. That's, tells you a lot where the nipples are.
Yeah. What?
Are we back on nipples again?
Dude, nipple bit. It's
he
huge.
Said it. He said it.
All right, continue. Sans nipples.
Oh, what do we got? We got a five of spades. Say something a little worse.
We need to say red or black, by the way, because we can't all see. Yeah. I guess, yeah. I realized that as soon as it came out of my mouth.
Okay. Better? All right. Spades are black, if anybody doesn't know.
Yeah, I know.
Racist. Most racist thing I've heard in a long time.
Mike, what did you say?
What was that? Did you say? What is
there's a racism in this house. I want it out. Go ahead.
Okay, moderately bad about myself. Okay, well, I'm 23 and I have a little brother who's 11. And for the first, like, probably 5 to 8 years of his life, I kind of legitimately wished he wasn't.
Which is good.
Holy shit, she's like Jennifer Connelly in Labyrinth.
Yeah, yeah. You like, that, I wanted him to die, but I wish
you wish like the troll king would take him away,
yeah,
didn't you?
You know, like,
yeah, kind of. I don't know.
If
I
that
mean,
were,
I mean, there's a point to it. So like my parents had me when they were 17. So like most of my life I was raised by 20-somethings. So my life was pretty chill up until he was born and they became responsible adults. And then everything turned to shit. So it wasn't really anything he did. I was just like, man, every time since you came along, everything fucking sucks.
You know what? Like she
that's
had
just
a,
how I felt.
She had a low black card. If that were a higher black card, it would have been a weird, different story. Like it was a 5. So like, I legitimately wish he wasn't around. If that was like an 8, she was like, I tried to murder him.
No, I never like, heard him. I love him. Now he's cool.
I did
now
have
we,
a...
Like, now we're allies. So when I'm with my parents, we like ally together to make the shit that we want to happen. So like if we want ice cream for dinner, it's gonna happen.
She said at 23.
Yeah, I mean, well,
sorry,
I
government.
Time,
you don't control me.
There is an age though. We're like,
but like at 11,
sorry,
like,
lactose intolerant.
If he wants ice cream for dinner, he's like, hey, and I'm like, no worry, man, I'm gonna make it happen for you.
When you're
like,
a kid,
I have
though,
a car, I can drive, I have an income, whatever you want, it's gonna happen.
Doing. Whenever you're a kid, you do try and kill younger children. You just don't know it. They're like, oh, take this stuffed animal, mother. Like, you don't realize you're trying to kill them. You're just trying to make them be quiet.
I was forever. I was the baby in my family. My brother definitely threw, like, pipe at me and stuff. He threw a piece of metal, PVC, not metal, at the back of my head.
See, that's all it takes.
He made you love him.
So what we got next?
More got a card. I feel like somebody got a card and then left. Somebody stole a card from us.
It was probably that cowboy guy.
I think the cowboy stole the card. One of you. What we got?
I got an 8 of spades.
Ooh.
So it's gotta be a little bit worse than baby killing than what I got.
A little worse.
Yeah. Let's see.
It's gonna get dark.
Yeah, I was just trying
Don't dig too deep. We don't need that kind of anxiety.
No, I. Well, since
we
we've been talking
have
about
points
like
coming up, by the way,
I refuse to actually figure out how long I've been doing stand up because I think knowing how long I'm doing it would really make me sad.
Every time I'm reminded, it does. It will make you very sad. I'm gonna be honest.
We just realized that a friend of ours graduated from college, and We knew him like when he left, and we felt like we were in the same spot. Like it's like you were gone for 4 years, and we've done nothing in between the 4 years you've been gone. You have not done this 4 years. 4 years?
What have I been doing? Nothing.
He had the degree to show for it, and we still don't believe him.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's dark on myself there.
That's pretty dark. That's good. Yeah. Don't think about that one too much.
Yeah, I mean, shit.
You're back. You got a car, didn't you? Come on up.
Come on down.
Come on down to Depressing Town.
For proof, yes, for proof.
I really don't know how to feel about that. I've been... just now I'm thinking about it like, I don't want to...
After 5 years or so, it
you don't want to know. You just don't want to know.
I mean, yeah.
Don't ask me. I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, so how does this work again? I have a what jack of hearts.
Jack of hearts.
Something really nice? Okay. You've been in Depressing Town?
Yeah.
Well, I actually do have something really nice to say about you. Yeah.
Ooh.
Because
Let's make. Can we all hear the nice things she's about to say about me?
Oh, okay. Well, when I met you, we were editing for the Lit Journal, and I had no idea what I was doing, and I was like 18, like super, super fresh to doing anything that I felt was remotely important. And you were super, super encouraging, and I remember that like a bunch of times whenever I'm about to do something new that scares me. I've been like, oh, hey, that guy believed in me, and I did pretty okay. So, and I remember you a lot.
Man.
Hey, did you ever know that you were my hero? You were everything I would like to be.
That was
I could fly higher.
That was really sweet.
Oh, wow.
That was really nice.
Eagle. I'm so uncomfortable.
Touch his fucking nipples.
You are the wind beneath my
nipples. Yes.
I got it. That's a great one. That was beautiful.
Is that all the cards? Do we have more? Does anybody else have a card? We got one more. We got one more.
Yeah, we got one over there.
Yeah, yeah.
Mike's got one too.
Who? Where?
Yeah, Mike's got it.
Mike, me?
Who wants to go?
Let him go.
Let Mike go.
I have nothing nice to say about people. Oh. That's not a little weird.
Hello? Hello?
There you go.
All right. Mine is a 8 of hearts. And my compliment goes towards Boy 98. I don't know if any of you guys know this, but Boy 98 and I have lived together for 5 years. Now, I can't even be with myself in the house for an afternoon and not start hating myself. I've lived with him for 5 years, and I don't hate him. He is a great guy. I can only say great things about this guy. I've never heard anyone say anything negative about this man. Once. Not even once. One of you say anything negative about this guy. No one can. No one can. It's crazy.
Bring it on.
This is awfully brash. Good guy right here.
That is fucking awesome.
That's what
that's
I
good.
Can say.
Yeah.
That is super
that's good stuff.
All right, give him a round of applause.
Nice.
That was sweet.
Very nice.
That was really sweet.
Wonderful. Oh, yeah, they don't. And then they didn't hug. They just refused to. Men.
Okay. So, Mike, I think you're the last one.
Yeah.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
That's well, I'm the last one, but I don't want to go, so.
Oh, yes. I've got a king of hearts.
Woo.
That's
a big
one. You got to say something really extremely nice. You have to top the nicest compliment I've probably received in years.
I can't, because hers was sweet.
Yes, it was. It's sincere.
Genuine.
Genuine, yeah. Nothing I say is genuine. I guess, I'll go with Robert. Robert? You put up with a ton of shit. You cart around a lot of us other shitty comedians to shows. You put up with a lot of garbage, and
every week
consistently, yeah. And you haven't snapped and murdered everybody during the show. thank you for helping me. And I wouldn't get to a lot of shows if it wasn't for you. Thanks.
That's a really good one.
I'll drink to that.
That's a really good one.
Thanks, Robert. Yeah, thanks
that's
for being
sweet,
a,
that was really
thanks
sweet.
For being a genuine human, a good good person, and helping us because we have no get up and go. I'm gonna be honest with you, and if without you, I wouldn't be doing shit.
And
we got.
I'm not a tease.
And just for being the
HJ.
Fine, hold on.
No, I mean, I'm not going to play with your nipples. I'm going for penis. Penis.
He's going for the good stuff.
Yeah, no, I don't bullshit. All
right, is that it? Is that everybody?
No, that's...
Dan, you have to go.
I got a black
King.
That's me.
I've been waiting for you to get that bitch.
Okay.
You got the Othello of cards.
So I have to say something really bad about myself. So I kind of have to let everyone in, I guess, to my world. What can I say? Jesus.
You can save it for low points.
I have a lot of problems, me personally. Like, I'm an alcoholic, first of all. That's a real thing. I'll start there. I'm still drinking because I don't care whether I live or die. I had a really hard time accepting that compliment because I don't think I like myself as much as she maybe likes me.
Shit. God.
You
fucking I suck. Often
I think the worst part of that is maybe likes me.
Maybe.
maybe
likes me.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll fill out a card on the other side of this $3 Jim Beam note here. Do you like me? Yes, no. And maybe we'll be crossed out. So
yes.
We need definite.
So, yeah, there's that. We'll stop there.
Okay, if there's any sharp objects, we should hide them now.
It's not like that.
Okay, yeah, well, that was fun. Everybody give it up for the
thank you, Travis.
The Joey and Charles Thomas game.
Where do we go from here?
There's still Beam at the bar.
Yeah, you still get that? Me too.
Oh yeah, it's chill as hell, guys. Get
Take
it.
Advantage of it.
Get it, man.
How is the Maple Beam, by the way? I'm not.
I haven't had it. Actually, can I get some Maple Beam? I'm gonna try. We're gonna a live tasting of Maple Beam.
Yeah, let's do that.
Can we live tasting?
Before we get to low points, I want some live tasting.
Can we get two? Can we get two of them?
Can we get two? We want two Maple Beams.
Actually, no. Make it three Maple Beams.
Three Maple Beams.
That's just the wrong way to put the three. Bam, 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 bam.
Great movie.
Oh, my God.
Oh, beautiful.
Do we want to write copy on this Honey Beam?
Yeah, we'll do that as we're tasting it. As you taste it, you have to give us a little advertising for it. Describe what it tastes like, you know.
This is going to be the maple we're tasting, right?
Yeah, yeah. Maple Beam.
But it makes you get, you know, get your Don Draper on and just, like, kind of just...
Right.
You'll have to compare it to that maple bacon beer you had that one time.
Oh, yeah, that one. that was James with the maple bacon
right,
beer.
Right, right, right.
What just happened over there?
What's going on over here at the nipple
at
table?
At the nipple table. We have to know. We have to know.
Something's going on.
Y'all just went...
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh,
was Maple it, play.
Was it Maple Zoom? Jim Beam?
this is a four of hearts move if I've ever seen.
Oh, that maple bacon beer. That was the one that James got.
Right.
But,
we were at. Have you ever been to the Cove over off? Like it's
yeah.
Oh yeah, I love the Cove.
Good bar.
It's great, but it's also like a minefield of some very expensive stuff there.
Yeah.
And he just looked up and saw this really bright pink bottle of maple bacon beer, and he gave a 20 to our friend Seth, who's now in Colorado. And he's like, "Hey, go get me that beer and give me something else. You get something for yourself." He's like, "Okay, I got this."
Oh, I'm Seth.
Yeah, I'm Seth.
Travis knows all too well.
I've ridden a lot of places with Seth, and that is a very good impression.
Love that kid.
He comes back so with much. A beer in his hand. Yeah. His beer, not James' beer. He's like, "Hey, man, 20's not enough." He's like, "How much was that beer?" $35.
What?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
But not just that.
$35 for a beer.
Not just that, but he said, "Well, then I don't want it." I'm sorry. She already popped the top and then said how much it was afterwards. So it's yours. So he paid for it, took the beer, took one drink, and he's like, "This is the worst beer I've ever had in my life."
But, yeah, the best part, Seth had his beer.
Yeah.
For him.
Right.
You're like, "No, I got mine.
No, I
paid
for
you
me.
Paid
yeah.
for mine.
You still
so
owe money.
You owe them money. I'm good. Fuck you."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But Mike That's finished the beer.
I did.
And so you have to compare that beer to this honey.
I got to be honest.
Did it actually taste like bacon?
It tastes like maple. Like maple. It was like drinking
I had
old
the,
syrup.
Yeah,
it
I had the
really
Maple
gross,
Crown,
actually.
And that maple, shit was bad.
Maple Crown, I'm fine with.
Really? I just wanted to put it on some pancakes. Like,
yeah, I did. I did. It's the best morning.
No, that's how I
That's get your it. Hangover cure.
That's how I get it.
Pancakes with Maple Crown.
Here we go. They're coming. Do we have it? What is that?
Oh, shit sticks.
Oh, my God.
Can you just say that for the mic?
I turned it into a McGriddle for you.
Oh, right. Ooh. That is recorded forever.
This is what's happening.
It's all right,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've right. done this before. I'm not a rookie. So one just like McGriddle. It's
all right.
Really healthy breakfast.
Yeah. Oh, this is wonderful. All right, so we're going to do it like this. All right, do we want to take them all at the same time?
Yeah, you do.
Okay, okay. And then you describe it as quickly as you can. You describe it as quickly as you can, and I'll describe it as quickly as you can. Can we get some Jim Beam maple bacon music? Yeah, that's good.
It's mysterious.
And down it goes, and now goes the OJ. It's called Chasing the OJ, just like in the 90s. We chase OJ.
That
so.
Tastes exactly like
we call that one.
I think that wins the description.
We call that one. They should call that the White Bronco.
I want to read it.
I haven't heard a good OJ joke in fucking forever.
Because they haven't made one in forever. That was exactly as described. It's the fucking McGriddle.
It did taste exactly like
that
a McGriddle.
Exactly like a McGriddle.
Yeah. So for recreating the worst breakfast in the history of mankind, Jim Beam,
or the best, depending on who you ask.
Yeah.
I mean, it tastes amazing, but like I feel like now.
Like you just want to go back to sleep.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Have you ever eaten at Tiger Donuts? Have you ever had any of their donuts over there?
No.
It's a place that used to be off of Jones Creek, but it's now on Government. It's right near South Foster. They make a maple bacon donut. That's how I first found out about them.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They also make a maple bacon king cake. But more importantly, they moved on to breakfast sandwiches. They take a normal donut that is not glazed, cut it in half, and put in either sausage, boudin, or bacon.
Boudin, bitch! Did you hear that shit? Boudin for breakfast.
Right.
Welcome to South Louisiana.
It makes fucking sense, though, man.
Two fried eggs.
On a donut? On a motherfucking donut.
Yeah, two fried eggs and cheese. And eating one of those feet things makes you feel like you've lost 2 years. It really hurts.
Like, all the clocks in your house start going backwards.
Right.
You're like, nope, you're dying sooner than you thought.
Yeah, we can keep messing up the earth. I won't be around whenever it's gone because I keep eating these things.
That's my plan.
They're so good. They're really good.
It sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
That was delicious, and that sounds delicious.
Yeah, the maple's good. I don't mind a maple drink beverage.
I think we've arrived at a moment. You guys have been fucking great on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming. I want to hear. I want to get that performance that I think we're all waiting for that. Now
I forgot we still have to do that.
I'm out of shit to say.
Are we going to do low points or are we just? Nah.
Are we? Do we? Do we? Who wants low points?
We want low points.
Do we? Stand up first and then low points later.
Yeah, that
hey,
could work.
He's the boy out the door. We got to do what he says. All right,
fun.
All right. y'all want to do stand up? Then let's
sure.
do it.
We're going to get some stand up. Thanks for coming to talk to strangers. Come enjoy this stand up show. Who's going first? I'm going to call it Robert. You're going
first.
Before
we start, let's just make sure everybody knows what.
Oh, yeah.
How to behave.
Listen to the band leader, Dan.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure everybody here gets it. But stand up, they're going to be great. So we need people to be able to hear what's going on. So if you want to talk or be on your phone or something, you can step outside on the porch for a few minutes, and that would be really appreciated. The rest of you guys can just laugh. That'll show all the appreciation that you need. Maybe clap if you really enjoy it, but definitely laugh. And that's about it. That's all the rules. So now we can do it. Give it up for Robert Rao for being here tonight, being great on the show. He's going to do some stand up for us. Put your hands together, make him feel welcome.
It was awesome. I'm going to hide now in shame. Real three clubs right there. I don't want to do anything.
Here, just fuck that fucking microphone.
All right. You heard that, man. Fuck the microphone. I got 10 minutes. Oh, thank you. This is a minefield of stuff, though. That I apologize. I almost ruined all your equipment. I apologize. I feel like we brought up a lot of stuff when it comes to odd sexual things. So I want to tell you about how I learned all about that stuff. Because I think it might be a little bit more unique than what you guys had, because I feel like this is a very young crowd here. Am I guessing? At least younger than me. I'm gonna take it as that. Because I think most people probably found out about the birds and the bees the normal way. Like, I didn't have the internet or Micah or anybody else to find out from. I had to like sneak in magazines, like my dad's Playboys. Like my dad actually caught me looking at one of his Playboys the one time. Ugh. And I still remember this moment. He walked in, he looked down, he looked in my eyes, and he said, "Why don't you buy your own?" And then he left. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Okay.
It's in front of the speaker.
That's smart.
The next day, he checked out a book from the library, and he gave it to me about, you know, a book about sex. Am I still near something that's causing this?
I don't think it's you.
Oh, okay. He gave it to me. He says this thing's due in 3 weeks. And if you have any questions, then he closed the door. I only had one question growing up that book did not answer. What if you had to go to the bathroom? I mean, I know now, all right? You explode. Just like that poor kid on the Life cereal ads. Everybody remembers that. He just stuck his penis in some Pop Rocks, and then... Yeah, you didn't hear about that? That Life cereal kid? He's like, you know, he'll try anything. That's what he tried. And he died. No, he drank Coke and Pop Rocks. That's like an urban legend. This is well before we actually had contact with anybody else. This one still made it around. If we were of this age, everyone knows that's how the Life cereal kid died, is he drank Coke with Pop Rocks, which is what you don't do. It was like a weird cautionary tale. That was like syphilis for us, okay? That was what we were told was the bad thing to do, all right? But it's summertime. I want to jump off this topic a little bit and talk a little bit about the one thing that I've always wanted to do during the summer. I just never gotten the opportunity, and that is attend a gathering of the Juggalos. By the cautioned response I have heard from this crowd, I feel like I have to explain who Juggalos are, and that's fine. They are fans of quite possibly the best white rap duo to come out of Detroit, comma clown division. And every year, they ruin a piece of land. by just letting them all gather in one spot, and then having every other country just say, maybe just press this button and then everything's gone. But it just seems so much fun every time you see one of these things, and I totally want to go. I just don't want to go by myself. And I don't have any friends that are registered sex offenders, so luckily there is a website you can go to called juggalove.com that is a dating website specifically for the Insane Clown Posse. I'm typing it out. I'm helping you out. Okay, cool. I was just curious. You had your phone out. I was just trying to help you out. Didn't know what you were into. Last girlfriend didn't have enough hatchet tattoos. I was just curious. I was just trying to feel the crowd out here. Because I think this website is incredibly progressive. Because you don't have to be just a juggalo looking for a juggalette. Or a let looking for a low. You could be a juggalo looking for another juggalo. Or as I like to call them, Slipknot fans. Ayo! The one bit Johnny Carson ever got to tell. Now, when it comes to open mic stories, there's one that I've left alone outside of the discussion that we had previous about the worst open mic comedians, because when we say the worst, we actually mean it's the best. Because if you've never been to an open mic, and I can tell by the size of this crowd, probably some of you have never been, because this is way too big for an open mic crowd. What the heck? So you will experience some of the worst comedy ever, but it will also be the only comedy you will remember. Because all of us are just the same. the best open mic I had ever gone to was at in Mobile, Alabama. It's called the Blind Mule. They have it every Wednesday. I was going up second, and the guy before me, whether he knew it or not, had a catchphrase. After every joke, he said, "Too soon? Fuck you." Every joke! Every joke! And they were all about him killing his boss and having sex with the boss's wife. Why is that too soon? How many jobs has this guy had? What was great is it just would go from one point of the conversation all the way over to that. So it didn't even have to even come close initially to that joke. He would just start off by saying, like, "Hey, man, you ever heard of this He-Man guy? Master of the universe. The guy says, I have the power. He turns into this awesome barbarian. Even has like a battle cat. That turns a normal feline into a vehicle that he gets to ride around and be awesome on. I could totally do that. I got like a 5-year-old calico Persian that all I have to say is like, I have the power. And I say, come on, Mr. Coconut. And then we're off. And we're going to ride off over to Kohl's. And I'm going to go up to Jeremy. And I'm going to be like, Jeremy, you got me working on Friday?" And he's like, "Yeah, I got you working on Friday. Come on, man." He's like, "I don't think you got me working on Friday." And I just pull out my sword and I just cut his head off. And I'm looking in those dead eyes of his. And I said, "Guess what, Jeremy? I know where you live. I'm going to go fuck your wife. Too soon? Fuck you." That's all I got for tonight. Are you going to be introducing Mike Honore? Travis's. My bad.
Yeah, don't.
Thank you guys. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
No. Let Travis do it.
Give it up for Robert one more time. Okay. He's keeping comedy alive in this town every Wednesday night at the station. 8 o'clock. Is that right? 8:30. It's only $5. It's a great show. You can find a lot of the comedians that have been here. Greg Hamilton's going to be headlining. He's a good time. So just go check it out. We got one more stand-up for Woody. Okay, this is just, he's fixing it. Thanks for that. We got one more stand-up comedian for you, also from Baton Rouge, also at the station almost every Wednesday. He's killing it all over the place. Give it up for the big, lovable Mike Honore.
Hello, Slinkers. Slinkets. How's everybody doing? You put up with a lot of our talking bullshit tonight. Thank you for that, by the way. It's been fun. You've been a fun crowd. I snuck up on this Asian dude the other day. I just snuck up on him. And like, boo, and I scared him. And he turns around. He bows. Hands me a handful of throwing stars. Shuriken, if you know what's up. And then he just seppuku's himself right there. Because he was dishonored. That's what happens. If you sneak up on an Asian dude, all of a sudden, you become a ninja. That's the shortcut. If you ever wondered how to do it, that's the way to do it. If you can out-sneak an Asian, you're a ninja now. That's it. But if he catches you, you're getting decapitated. Just know that right now, it's a quick way to get dead. Give it up for Robert. That was fun as shit. Give it up for Robert. So let's get this straight right now. I'm not Suge Knight. Cool. I'm not Uncle Phil. It's fucked up. I thought everybody like, yes, that's what I thought so. I couldn't remember his name. Uncle Phil. No, I'm not him. He's dead. No, Suge Knight's in jail. Uncle Phil is dead. He died. It was a hit out on Suge Knight and they took out Uncle Phil. That's what happened. I dodged that bullet. Whoof. Yeah. And whoever sent my mom a message when Uncle Phil died and was like, "I'm sorry for your loss." It's fucked up. My mom was highly upset by it. She called me. Said, hey, are you dead? I'm like, "Bitch, I'm talking to you." She's like, "Okay, just checking. When am I going to have some grandkids?" Because that's what my mom always asks me. Anybody old enough for their parents to give a shit about their life in the future? I like, what you're going to become? Good. Stay that way. Don't let your parents care because they get involved way too much. I don't even know what to talk about. The McGriddle got me acting crazy. So,
I'm going to get real with y'all for a second. I wrote a suicide note the other day. For me. That's what suicide is. Not because I'm sad or things are weird. It's just that, like, I wanted to try autoerotic asphyxiation, and I wanted to have my bases covered. That's it. Just in case shit got weird. I didn't make it. Somebody's going to do it. I did. I wrote it. I was like, well, let me try, because I don't know. This might get too much. So I wrote it, and I just sat it there. And I was like, all right, just in case, there it is. And I tried it, and it's amazing. And then I survived. And then I'm there, like, staring post-ejaculation, staring at a note I just wrote about my family. It's a weird moment. It's a very weird moment. So I was like, well, this is pretty nice. I said some nice things about some nice people. I couldn't get rid of it, so I just folded it and I put it in a Ziploc. I'm like, next time I want to get weird, there it is. All done. I get to save 5 minutes and get right to choking myself out. Do women do that, ladies? Nipple section, anybody? Anybody down with a little choke and poke? I don't know about y'all. No? Nobody? All right, well. Your loss. It's fine. It's weird. I learned a lot about myself that day. I learned that I need a taller ceiling and a shorter belt. That's it. I can't use my own belt. It's too big. My feet drag. Doesn't help. But another thing, the only other option is to get a kid's belt, and that gets into a whole other category of just fucking weird. He was found with a child's belt around his neck. That pervert. McGriddle, y'all. McGriddle. Anybody here do heroin? I just wanted to check. Heroin's a drug I'd like to try. I've done my share of drugs when I was younger. They didn't work. Well, they worked. They just didn't. They didn't stick. Stick. But yeah. But heroin, that's one I'd like to try. I'm going to be honest. I'd like to try that one. But heroin's not a drug you try. It's a habit you start. That's what it is. It's a difference. I'd like to try it. I figure the only way I can do it and, like, not get addicted to it is to have the whole getting heroin situation be fucked up. Like, that's the only way it works. Like, somebody asks you, hey, man, did you go try heroin? That's conversations people have. It's like, man, I went. I was in my car, I was going to get it, and it was raining, heavy, a lot of rain. All of a sudden, some car swerved into my lane and runs me off the road, and I flip my car, and then I'm there, and I'm bleeding from my head, and a homeless guy comes up to me. He's like, can I get a dollar? I'm like, I'm a little busy right now, and he stabs me 3 times. But he had to exert so much energy from stabbing me, he just passes out and falls on top of me. And so I'm there, passed out, bleeding to death with a homeless dude on top of me. Then the cops show up. I'm like, help me, thank you. And they helped the homeless dude, and I felt really bad. So I'm there just bleeding. Then somebody else comes by and picks me up finally and takes me to this guy's house to get heroin. And I get it and I try it. And it's fucking amazing. Too much trouble. I don't think I'll do it again. I think I'll pass on that pony. That white horse is an asshole. Anybody here? Cocaine? Like your drugs? I'm just trying to buy shit now. That's it. What are we talking about here? Me. We're talking about me. I have a day job, because this is not my life. This is a night portion. I work in a pharmacy in an animal hospital. I legally give drugs to animals. And it's fucking great. I get a lot of weird shit, a lot of weird calls. People always call about something happening with like an animal. Like, somebody called the other day and they said, oh, hey, I just found a squirrel. He fell out of the tree. What do I do? I was like, bitch, put it back. Like, what are you doing? Why are you picking this squirrel up? Like, that's a bad squirrel. He's supposed to be in that tree. He's not in it. He sucks at being a squirrel. He's bad at squirreling. K-squirrel for shit. You can't do that. He's picked it up. What am I supposed to do with this squirrel? Fuck, it's cat food now. I don't know what you're supposed to do. That's what's supposed to happen. You leave it. You can't pick that squirrel up. Because if that squirrel, once that squirrel's come in contact with a person, a human being, the mother wants it never again. Doesn't like it anymore. And first she's laughing at it because it's like, look, this little bastard fell out of a tree. Sucks at being a squirrel. Wait, is that a person? Is that a... Oh, fuck, touched him. And just leaves. Fuck that squirrel, baby. This is a real call. Somebody else called and said, hey, this is my favorite. Hey, I got a bunch of eagles flying over my house. I don't know what to do. That was a real call I got from a person. I have a bunch of eagles flying over my house. I don't know what to do. I said, here's what you need to do. Tell Jesus thank you for making me the most American house in the world. That's the shit. A bunch of eagles just flying over your house. He's just like, I don't know what to do here. Fuck it. Call Lee Greenwood. Have him play I'm Proud to Be an American in your yard for as long as the eagles are there. That's it. Light some, I would say fireworks, but you don't want to hit the eagles. That's fucked up. Sparklers. Just get some sparklers. Proud to be an American. And just have them out there. That'd be fun. And just say thank you, America, for all that you've done for me and giving me eagles. What else are you supposed to do with a bunch of... Anybody know what a grouping of eagles is? Is it a flock? No, that's seagulls. A pride? A murder of eagles. Yeah, and I know. That's a bird, too. That's why I wasn't sure if all birds were the same. Nope, it's not. I'm going to look that up later. I'm curious. I think it'd be funny if it was actually like a flock of eagles that made me giggle. I get another phone calls I usually get is it has to do with, because I'm in a pharmacy, drugs and animals, which usually means my drugs have been eaten by my animals. Dogs eat a ton of weed. Because weed, okay, you know weed. you have to, because with weed, you got to work it first. You got to do stuff to it before you can just start putting it in your face. So it's on a low coffee table, and dogs are at that level. So they just walk by, and they're like, oh, shit, what's that? Anything ever? And they eat it. And they eat the weed. And this guy called and was like, hey, man, I think my dog ate my weed. What do you want me to do? I was like, you need to bring him in immediately to get that shit out of him. He's like, let me ask you a question. Can I get that weed back? Like, dude, we can either throw it away or call the police. He's like, ah, shit. Which trash can? He wanted shit back. Cats love cocaine. That's it. Because like I said, cocaine, you need it higher up on like a counter where it can be as close to your nose as possible. And cats can climb up there, unlike dogs. And cats just get up there and just like, meow, and they lose their shit. Have you ever seen a cat on cocaine? Think of a cat on cocaine right now. What do you think of? That's exactly what it is. Exactly what you think a cat on coke looks like is just claws, fur, and fucking anger. It's insane. My favorite, though, somebody called, hey, I'm not sure, but I think my dog ate my Molly. And I laughed for a second. I'm going to be like, professional. Okay, are you sure? It's like, I don't know, man. I can't find my Molly anywhere, and my dog's just under the table. Okay. All right. Well, let me ask you something right now. Is your dog currently turnt as fuck right now or what? Let me put a glow stick in his face, see what happens. All right, y'all, that is my time. I'm done.
Give it up. Mike Honoré, everybody. Check them out. Go to see Independence Day, the spoof night for family dinner. June 19th. Yeah, that's going to be fun time. Go to the station on Wednesdays. That's also a fun time. Just support local comedy. It's all over the place.
Yeah.
Are we going to do low points?
So y'all want to do low points? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So wait, is that a yes or like, well, let's end the show because, you know, we're on a good note for once in our lives.
Ooh. Does anyone have a really good low point that they need to share?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a no.
That's a no.
Judging by the silence,
it's a convocation
no.
of eagles.
A convocation of eagles. A convocation. Yeah. I like flock. Honestly, I like that a little more.
It's like, I'm going to look that up. You've had that bit for months.
No,
I... It's the first time.
I didn't want to know. I like not knowing, I'll be honest. Convocation. Now I got to go with that knowledge that I know.
I mean, we have a low point together. But
oh, I don't want to tell that low point.
What?
we're going to keep that on the confidential.
Let's we'll do that one on.
It's 11 o'clock.
On the dot. I'm in my drop top. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Nice silence.
Yeah,
that's what comedy shows love.
We're gonna end this show. We're gonna end this show.
Hey, they're paying attention to our awfulness. Wow,
they're you're all.
Oh, I see. Steve Kerr's on the TV. That's why they're
friends here.
Strangers made friends. It's a beautiful night.
Houston pulled it out.
That was cheesy, but whatever.
They
won. Houston won.
No, holy shit. What are we doing? Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you for coming.
Give it up for yourselves. What a great show.
You know what?
What a great show.
What a fucking great show.
Give it up one more time. Robert and Mike, they were fantastic. Thank you.
Mike Honoré.
Give it up for the boy that's leaving. Boy number
100. Stand up, please.
Give it up.
Thank you for your support. Give it up for the nipple table. For just being nipple-y.
The nipple table.
They're making me. They made me want to change my stance on nipple hatred.
In Talk to Strangers history, I think we're just going to live on a good note. So yeah. Thank you guys very much.
Give it up for the show. Thank you, everybody.
Good night.
Night.
What? Yeah, do it.
Play that beautiful bean footage.
It should be on. It's on. My body. Telling me
see y'all next month.
Yeah. We'll have Vince Galino and Matt Brown next month. That's right.
We're going to bring show to you every month.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you keep coming.
Yeah, y'all probably not though, but that's all right.
No, they'll come.
They'll come.
Because they love it. And we love you.
Yeah.
Party.
Who wants to...
Yeah.
Girl. What's happening? Oh.